Every year between Thanksgiving and Christmas, Hollywood proudly serves up high-minded pictures like The Crucible or The English Patient that are destined to win awards. But Hollywood has always been about breezy entertainment, and film critic John Power says that the best holiday movies this year are comedies. Here's John's review of two new films that opened today.
Jerry Maguire may be the year's least expected treat. A Tom Cruise vehicle that's actually funny, well-written, and full of surprises. Cruise plays the title role, a big-time sports agent who likes doing his job but doesn't want to be a monster while doing it. This gets him fired from his big firm, and soon he's left with only two friends. One is his sole client, Rod Tidwell, a second-tier wide receiver played by Cuba Gooding Jr. The other is his adoring assistant, Dorothy, a single mom played by Renee Zellweger, an offbeat newcomer with a wince of a smile. The movie's biggest surprise is Cruise, who does something he hasn't done in years. He actually connects with the other people in the movie. Normally, Cruise is off in some private superstar dreamland where he barely seems to notice the other actors. But here, writer-director Cameron Crowe has gotten him to relax and pay attention to his co-stars. The result is his best screen performance since Risky Business. Cruise shows us Jerry's blend of selfishness and decency, capturing the desperation of a once cocky man, as when Jerry talks to his client Rod in the locker room.
I am out here for you. You don't know what it's like to be me out here for you. It is an up at dawn, pride-swallowing siege that I will never fully tell you about, okay? Just, God, help me. Help me, Rod. Help me help you. Help me help you. Help me help you.
You are hanging on by a very thin thread. And I dig that about you.
Jerry Maguire is so thoroughly enjoyable that it's easy to overlook its weaknesses, such as the gratuitous and unexpectedly misogynist scenes featuring a group of bitter, unattracted divorcees. There's also more than a tinge of unconscious racial condescension in the conception of Rod, another of those black movie sidekicks who wind up hugging the white hero. Rod is little more than a cliché, equal parts sass and street wisdom, but he's kept afloat by Gooding's hilariously energetic performance and Crowe's ear for sharp dialogue, which is par for a Hollywood movie. In fact, more than any other movie this year, Jerry Maguire works the old big-screen magic. It takes an implausible story, whose ending we expect from the beginning, and handles it with such wit and warmth that we're delighted to accept what we know couldn't be true. The question of truth doesn't even come up in Mars Attacks, a piece of inspired tomfoolery that had me giggling nonstop from beginning to end. The story is like a farcical version of Independence Day, in which evil, cartoony-looking Martians wreak havoc on Earth, wiping out Congress in Las Vegas and confronting a ragtag group of Americans that ranges from President Jack Nicholson to the incomparable Tom Jones, who obliges by singing "It's Not Unusual." Along the way, the movie sends up politicians and generals, womanizers and gamblers, militia types, CNN, and the music of Slim Whitman. If you've seen Beetlejuice or Batman, you know that director Tim Burton's imagination is a rainforest of ideas. There are enough visual goodies here for 10 movies. But while Burton's head teems with comic notions, he's only a middling comedy director. Mars Attacks would be even funnier if its jokes were better timed, and it were spared a couple of clunky performances, most notably by Nicholson, who's too leaden for such frothy material. Luckily, most of the acting is wonderfully lighthearted, especially great bits by Martin Short, Pierce Brosnan, Rod Steiger, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Annette Bening, who plays a new-age alcoholic who talks to her 12-step group about her hopes for the arriving Martians.
I'm feeling so optimistic because of the Martians. We're not alone in the universe. And it's so perfect that it's happening at the beginning of the new millennium. Our planet was suffering with the ozone and the rainforest and so many people unhappy in their lives. And then the Martians heard our global karmic cry for help. People say they're ugly, but I think they've come to show us the way. I think they've come to save us.
Burton obviously had a ball staging this goofy invasion of Earth. You can almost hear him chortling, "Warner Brothers gave me millions of dollars to do this neat stuff." His pleasure is infectious. As I giggled and giggled, I kept thinking how much I preferred Burton's idiosyncratic spoofing to the corny bombast of Independence Day. While both are supremely silly films, Mars Attacks is incomparably better because it knows exactly how silly it's being.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.